Fred Film Radio, Tribeca Film Festival, New York City.
This is Fred Film Radio. I'm Samantha Sartori at Tribeca Film Festival 2018. Film festival have been lately taking on activist issues of gender and race. Yesterday, Steven Zekic wrote on the Washington Post, Robert De Niro, worried about Trump, is making his festival the most activist yet. And today, we are here with Nora Shapiro at Tribeca Film Festival for the world premiere of the film Time for Hilhan. And also Hilan Omar is here today with us. The movie presents one of the most moving stories in the recent political history. Good morning, Nora, and good morning, Hilan. Thank you for being with us today. Can you tell all the people not familiar with American politics why the story of Hilan Omar is so extraordinary?
It's extraordinary because it's a story about what truly is possible in America, in spite of appearances to the contrary, certainly in the moment that we're currently in, but even going back to the moment when I first decided to pursue this story.
And Time for Hilan is one of the few positive stories one can be proud of this political era. When did you meet Hilan, and when did you start working with her?
I met Hilan at the end of 2015, we were introduced by her sister, who was a longtime friend of mine, and we met, and I recognized very quickly that what Hilan was attempting to do in taking on this 43-year incumbent and trying to shake up who actually was allowed to have a seat at the table of representation was a profound and powerful story that needed to be told.
What did you think when they come to you and they propose you this idea of making a movie of?
I thought it was an exciting opportunity for this, you know, journey that we were embarking on to be documented and captured. I think there is an opportunity for people not here in the United States, but across the world to use this as an inspiration to think about what it means to work hard and to dream and having all of that pay off and realize.
There is many moving and extremely intimate like moments with Hilan family. It's very hard for professional actors to create that natural atmosphere. How was it working with them?
You know, that's a great question.
In particular, the daughter.
Yes.
She's so lovely.
Yes. Well, you know, they all are.
Yeah.
Honestly, it was astounding to me how natural on camera they were. And it's one thing for Hilan to have agreed to this and to become comfortable or forget about the cameras, but it's another thing to have allowed me into the intimacy of her home. And then for her children and her husband to agree and then to participate so generously and authentically, it was really magical. And I, too, am the mother of three children, and I cannot say that my children would, one of whom's in the room, I cannot say that my, that's not an easy thing, to open up your home.
How was having all this crew, these people, this camera in your house? How your children and your husband react?
I think it was uncomfortable, I would say, for the most part, but you know, there was an opportunity for us to just naturally be. I think as the filming progressed, there was a sense of community and camaraderie that was built with the filmmakers. And so it didn't really feel as intrusive as the thought did when we initially started. And I think my kids and and my husband, you know, had some challenges with it, but ultimately trusted that there was a particular vision they wanted to be part of.
And it's also one of the many, many messages that is in the movie, because it's not only a message for race, but especially for gender. You know, it's like a message for all women that think that I can make it. Mm-hmm. And I think it's a very, it's a fundamental part of the documentary.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's always like this story, right, about every great man, there is a great woman behind him. But in this story, you get to see a great woman that has a great man behind her. So that's powerful.
Everything was against you, even your own community. But you seem the kindest and nicest bulldozer I have ever seen in politics. And when Nora, when did you realize that you were following the right person?
Oh, right away. I mean, okay. Instantly on meeting her.
Okay.
Really? It was the most consequential thing if by right person you mean who was going to win that race. I knew she was the right person to be following.
Okay.
Along the way, it became clear that she was the one who was going to win. But to me, it was immediately apparent that she was the right person to be following.
How did you work with all the material you had? How many hours of shooting and editing?
I want to know that too.
Many, many hundreds of hours, extraordinary editors, a whole team of people helping to log, and assistant editors, and working tirelessly. We were in the edit a year. We spent a year in the edit in order to hone it down and craft, ultimately, the story that became the 89 minutes of the world of the film.
I would like to know a little bit more about you, because it is your personal story that brings you to this movie. And you were a public defender, and you decided to start making movie. Do you think movies have more potential to represent and even defend people in terms of magnitude of effect?
Oh, that's a good question. Well, I think the medium of film is extraordinarily powerful, and without diminishing for a moment the importance and the power of that one attorney representing that one individual when they're in that crisis. I consider myself fortunate to have done both, and I absolutely think my background and my past of having been a public defender, a fighter, an advocate, a social justice warrior absolutely plays into my work as a filmmaker, and both the material that attracts me and also the way in which I go about covering things. But I think it's indisputable that the power of film is to move people is endless. And in this world that we're currently in, where media reaches the farthest recesses of the world, all the more so.
What's next for your movie? Is there a release date yet?
No, the only thing I can tell you that's next is we'll be having our international premiere at Hot Docs in Toronto.
Okay.
In just a couple weeks. And people should just stay tuned. We'll be launching onto the festival circuit, and the rest is to be determined.
Okay, thank you very much. Thank you, Nora, and thank you so much to Helan for being with us today, and thank you for your movie, which will inspire so many people, and I love the theater in tears. I'm Samantha Sartori from Tribeca Film Festival 2018, New York, and this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.